Morning, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Ekev by Sheni. Hishamer lecha, take care. Pentishkach es Hashem aleikecha, lest you forget Hashem aleikecha. Levilti shmar mitzvayis avu mishpatov. By not being shomer, observing his mitzvahs and his mishpatim, v'chukaisov, asher anoichi mitzavecha ayoyim, which I command you today. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pentoichal v'savoto, lest you eat and be satisfied. Uvotim toivim tivne v'yoshovta, and you build good houses and settle. Pasuk Yud Gimol, uvakorucha v'tzoincha yirbiyun, and your cattle and your flocks increase. V'chesev v'zohav yirbaloch, and you increase silver and gold for yourselves. V'choyil asher l'cho yirbe, and everything that you have will increase. Pasuk Yud Dalid, v'ram livavecha, and your heart will become haughty. V'shochachto es Hashem aleikecha, and you will forget Hashem aleikecha, ha-moitziyacha mi-eretz Mitzrayim, mi-beis avodim, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of slaves. Pasuk Tezvov, ha-moilichecha ba-midbor ha-godoil v'anoiro, who leads you through this great and awesome midbor, nochosh, sorof va-akrov, v'tzimoyoin, asher ein moyim, the snake, the nochosh, the sorof, that's the fiery snake, the fiery serpent, the akrav and the scorpion, and thirst, tzimoyoin, asher ein moyim, where there was no water, hamoitzi l'chamayim mitzurach halomish, who brings forth water for you from the tzurach halomish, from the rack of the flint. Pasuk tezayin, hamachil chamon bamidbor, asher lo yodun avisecho, who feeds you mon in the midbar, which your fathers, your avos, did not know. L'mana noyischa, in order to be ma'ani you, to afflict you. L'mana seisecha, and in order to test you. Le'tivicha b'achirisecha, to do good for you in your end. Pasuk yudzayin v'yamar tobil vavecha, and you may say in your heart, Koyuchi v'yoytzim yodi osali esachayel azeh, my strength and my might, the might of my hand, made me all this wealth. Pasuk Yudches, Vizacharto es Hashem Aleikecha. Then you shall remember Hashem Aleikecha, Ki hu hanoisin lecha koyach lasis choyel, because it was He, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who gives you strength to make wealth. Leman hokim es brisoi asher nishba l'avoisecha kayoim hazeh, in order to establish the bris that He swore to your avos, kayoim hazeh, as this day. It shall be that if you forget Hashem aleikecha, and you go after the gods of others, and you worship them, and you prostrate yourselves to them, I testify against you today, ki avoid toivedon, that you will surely perish, you'll be destroyed. Pasuk Chav, Kagoyim Asher Hashem Ma'avid Mipneichem, like the Goyim, the nations that Hashem causes to perish before you. Kain Toivedun, so you will perish. Ekev Loisishmulun Bekoil Hashem Lekechem, because you will not have heard or listened to the voice of Hashem Lekechem. Kapitel Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, hear Klal Yisrael, Ata Oivar Yoyim Es Hayarden, today you cross the Yarden. Lovoi to come, Lareshes Goyim Gedoilim Vatsumim Mimeko, and to drive out these nations that are greater and mightier than you. Orim Gedoilois, these cities that are great, Uvitsurois Bashamoyim, and fortified to the heavens. Sakrashi, Gedoilim Vatsumim Mimeko, greater and mightier than you. Ata Otsum, you're mighty. However, Vehem Atsumim Mimcho, but they are mightier than you, Shtetan Sifri. Pasuk Beis, Am Godoil Varom, Bnei Anokim, a great and lofty people, the children of the giants, Asher Ata Yadata, that you knew about them, V'ata Shamata, and you have heard of them. Mi Yisyatzev Lefnei Bnei Anok, who can stand up against the children of the giant? Pasuk Gimel, V'yadata Ayoyim, but you know today, Ki Hashem Leikecha, that Hashem aleikecha, hu ha'oiver lefanecha, He is the one who crosses before you. Eish oichla, a consuming fire. Hu yashmideim, He will destroy them, and he will lower them, he will subjugate them before you. And you will drive them out, and you will cause them to perish quickly. And you will cause them to perish quickly as Hashem had spoken to you. Pasuk, that brings us up to Shlishi. Pasuk Dalit, Al Toimar Bil Vavcha, do not say in your heart. When Hashem pushes them away from before you, saying, Leimor, Bitzitkosi Aviani Hashem, Laresha says Haoretz Azois, because of my tzitkus, my righteousness, did Hashem bring me to take possession of this land. Uverisha Sagoyim Aele, and because of the rishus, the wickedness of these nations, Hashem Mayrisha Mipanecha, did Hashem drive them away from before you? Don't say that. It's not because of your tzitkus and because of their rishus. Al Toimer B'Vavcha, don't say in your heart, Zukrashi Tzitkasi, my righteousness, Rishus Agoyim, and the wickedness of the Goyim, Gormu, that's what caused us to take possession of the land and the nations to be driven away. Tassel Tzanich Zogin, don't say that. Pasuk Hey, Lo Yivitzit Koscho V'yoyshe Levavcha Atavol Ereshes Es Artsam. It's not because of your righteousness and the uprightness of your heart that you're coming to take possession of their land. Ki, but because, Berishas Agoyim Eile, because of the wickedness of these nations, Hashem Elikecha Merisha Mipanecha, does Hashem Elikecha drive them away from before you? Uleman Hokim Es Adover Ashenishba Hashem Lavisecho, Li Avraham, Li Yitzchak, Li Yaakov, and in order to establish the word that Hashem swore to your avos, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So, Drashi, Lo Yivitzit Koscha, V'goymer, Atabol, Ereshes, V'goymer, Kibrishas, Agoyim. Harei ki mishamish b'loshem elo. You see over here the word ki functions in the sense of but. Pasuk hei, vav, V'yadata, and you should know. Ki Lo Yivitzit Koscha, Hashem, Likecha, Noisen, Lecha, Esa, Oretz, Hatoiva, Hazois, Lerishto. You should know that it's not because of your tzitkus, your righteousness, does Hashem Lekecha give you this good land to take possession of it. Because for you are a stiff-necked people. You're a stiff-necked people. And Am Ksheyoyrif, Pasuk Zayin, Zechoyer Al Tishkach, Eisashrik Tzavtas Hashem Lekecha Bamidbor. Remember, do not forget that you provoked Hashem Lekecha in the Midbor. Lemin Ayoyim Asher Yotzosam Yeretz Mitzrayim Ad Boyachem Ad Amokim Azeh Mamrim Hayisem im Hashem. From the day that you left the land of Mitzrayim until you arrived at this place, you have been rebels, you have rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Ches, Uvechoyrev, and in Choyrev, Hiktzaftem es Hashem, you provoked the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayisanaf Hashem bochem, and Hashem became angry with you, Lahashmid eschem, to destroy you. Pasuk Tes, Ba'aloisi Hahora, then I went up the mountain. Lokachas luchos avonim, to take, to receive, to accept the luchos of made out of stone, luchos habris, the luchos of the bris, ashekaras Hashem imochem, that Hashem sealed with you, ve'eshiv bahor, and I stayed on the mountain, arboyim yoim ve'arboyim lailo, 40 days and for 40 nights, lechem lo yochalti, bread I did not eat, umayim lo yishasisi, and water I did not drink, v'ashiv ve'eshiv bahor. And I stayed on the mountain. Ein yeshiva zu al loshen akovo. This word of yeshiva means lingering. Moshe Rabbeinu says I lingered over there. Zoi shtei nigmar megillah, chaf aleph amar aleph. So the word ve'eshiv does not mean and I sat, because Moshe Rabbeinu says later in Perek Yud, pasuk Yud says I stood. Anoich yamadati bahar. I stood on the mountain. Rashi makes similar points like this in Vayikra Yud Beis pasuk Dalit, as well as Bamidbar Chof Beis pasuk Ches, and in Tehillim. Kuf Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Ayin Shom. Pasuk Yud, Vayiten Hashem Elai, Es Shnei Luchais Hoavonim, Ksuvim Be'etzbe Elokim. And Hashem gave me the two stone luchais, inscribed by the finger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Va'aleihem, and on them, Kechol Hadvorim, Asher Dibra Hashem Imochem, Bahor, Mitoicha Eish, Be'yoyim HaKohol. All the words that Hashem spoke with you, on the har, on the mountain, from amidst of the fire, on the day that of the congregation, the day that he gathered them together. Zotrashi, luchais ksiv, it's spelled, it's written, it's spelled, but it's not vowelized like the word luchas. The Lashon Yochid, Shtein Shavis, because both of them were equal. Shtein in the Medrash Tanchuma, that they were identical in size. Pasuk, Yuraliv, Vayhimi Ketzar Boim Yoim Veraboim Loilo. It was at the end of 40 days and 40 nights. Nosan Hashem Elayes, Shnei Luchais Hoavonim, Luchais Habris. Hashem gave me the two Luchais, the stone Luchais, and the Luchais Habris. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayoim Hashem Elay. And Hashem said to me, Kum, arise, stand up, raid maher mizeh, go down quickly from here. Kishiches amcho, asher etzeisom mi Mitzrayim, for the people that you took out of Mitzrayim have become corrupt. Saru maher min aderech asher tzivisim, they have strayed quickly from the way that I have commanded them. Asu lahem maseicho, they have made for them a molten image, referring to the eagle. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayoyim Hashem Elay Lehimor, Hashem said to me, saying, Ro'isi Yesa'om Azeh, I have seen this people, V'hine Am K'sheyoyrifu, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Pasuk Yudalid, Heref Mimeni V'ashmideim, release me, and I shall destroy them, V'emcha Es Shmom, and I shall erase their name, Mitachas Hashemoyim, from under the heavens, V'esa Oischo, Legoyotzum Virov Mimenu, and I shall make you a mightier, a more numerous nation than they. Pasuk Tezvov Va'efen, so I turned, Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Va'ered min ahor, and I descended from the mountain, V'ahor boyer ba'esh, and the mountain was burning in fire, Ushnei Luchais Habris al Shtei Yodoi, and the two Luchais Habris were in my two hands. Pasuk Tezayin Va'ere, then I saw Vehine Chatosem LaHashem Elokeichem, then I saw, behold, that you had sinned to Hashem Elokeichem. Asisem Lechem Egel Maseicha, you made for yourselves a molten calf. Sartem Maher Min Aderech Hashatziva Hashem Eschem, you strayed quickly from the way that Hashem commanded you. Pasuk Yudzayin Ve'espois B'shnei Aluchois, I grasped the two luchos, vashlichem al shtei yodoi, and I threw them from my two hands, vashabreim leeneichem, and I shattered them before your eyes. Pasuk Yudches, vasnapal lifnei Hashem karishoyin arboim yoim verboim lailo. Then I fell in tefillah before the Ribbono shel Olam as the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo yachalti, bread I did not eat. Umayim lo yishasisi, and water I did not drink. Al kol chataschem asher chotosem, because of your entire aveira that you committed. Lasayis hara b'eini Hashem, to do that was which was evil in the eyes of Ribbono shel Olam, lahachisay, to anger him. So Rashi, v'snapa lifnei Hashem karishoyin arboim yoim, then I fell in tefillah before Hashem as the first time, 40 days. Shenema vel shteit v'ata ale. Ele, and now I shall go up El Hashem, to Hashem. Ulai, perhaps, Achapro, I can cleanse. Ba'isay aliyah nisakvo, nisakafti arboim yoim, in that going up, I remained in the mountain for 40 days. Nimzu, comes out, the 40 days, kolim be'esim betisha ba'ov. They end on the 29th of Av. Shuhu olov, from Moshe Rabbeinu went up, ishmoina osu betamuz, on the 18th day of Tammuz. Boy Bayoim, and that day Nisratza Kodesh Baruch Yisrael, the Ribbono shel Olam, was Nisratza to Klal Yisrael. V'yomer l'Moishe, said to Moishe, Psalacha Shnei Luchais, carve for yourself two Luchais. Also, Oida Boyim Yoim, Moishe then spent another 40 days on the Har. Nimtu Kolim, it comes out they ended Biyom Akipurim on Yom Kippur, which is Asar B'Tishrei. Boy Bayoim, and that day Nisratza Kodesh Baruch Yisrael, B'Simcha the Ribbono shel Olam, was Nisratza to Klal Yisrael joyously. V'yomer leil Moshe, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Solachti kinvarecha, I have forgiven them in accordance with your words. L'kach huk bala mechila v'l'slicha, that's why Yom Kippur was fixed for mechila, for forgiveness, and slicha. Minayin shenisratza beratzin sholem, and from where do we know that Ribbono shel Olam was Nisratza b'shleimus shenemar v'l'shteid baraboyim shalucha yisachroina, so it says in the 40 days of the later Luchos, v'noichi amadeti b'har kayom rishonim, I stood on the mountain as on the first days, which is mashma, ma rishonim b'rotzim, just as the first 40 days were b'rotzim, because Klal Yisrael did not do that very yet. Afachreinim b'rotzim, so to the last 40 days were Beratzayin, because Klal Yisrael was forgiven. And more ma'ata, you should say now, you should conclude, Emtsoyim Oyu Bekas, that the middle 40 days were with anger. So you should say the Oyel and Perek Vov. Pasuk Yutes, Ki Yagorti Bifnei Af V'yachema, Asher Kotzav Hashem Aleichem, Lahashmid Eschem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, because I was terrified of the wrath and the anger and the blazing anger with which Hashem had been provoked against you to destroy you. Vayishma Hashem Eilai Gam B'Pamahi, and Hashem listened to me that time as well. Pasuk Chof Uva'aharoi Nesanaf Hashem Oid, Hashem became very angry with Aaron HaKoyen. Lashmidoi, to destroy him. V'aspaleo Gam Bad Aaron Ba'isahi, and I saw, I also davened for Aaron at that time. So Rashi, Uva'aroi Nesanaf Hashem, Hashem became very angry with Aaron, L'fisha Shom Alochem, because he listened to you. Lashmidoi, to destroy him, Zakilui Bonim. What does that refer to? That means annihilating his children. V'chein hu oimer shteit, v'ashmid pirya mimal, and I shall destroy his fruit from above. Shteit ha-pasuk, in Amos, perik beis, pasuk tes. V'espalel gam ba'ad Aaron, so I davened also for Aaron, v'ilot filosi, l'chaper mechts, and my tefila was effective to be mechaper for half. U'meis yishnaim, and only two of Aaron HaKoyin's sons were nifter. V'nishar ashnaim, the other two were left. Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said, I also davened. I davened also for Aaron. And left it at that, that his tefillah had not been accepted, yet Lemaiza, two of Aaron HaKoyin's children did die. So Rashi explains over here that had not been for Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, all of Aaron HaKoyin's sons would have been nifter. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was Hayil Mechza, that only half of them were nifter. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Eschataschem Asher Asisem, Eser Egel Lokachti, Veser Foyse Ba'esh. Your aveira that you committed, the egel, I took it and burnt it in fire. Then I pounded it, grinding it very well, until it was fine as dust. Then what did I do with it? And I threw its dust into the brook that descended from the mountain. This is a lashon of the hoiva of present. Like it's going and becoming greater. Moulant, in old French it's molant. Los mentos, grinding. Millstone. Pasuk. Chavbeiz uve saveiro, and in taveiro. Uve maso, and in maso. Uve kivrei satavo, and in kivrei satavo. Makzifime yisem es Hashem. You were provoking the Ribbono shel Olam. Pasuk chavbeiz uve shloach Hashem eschem mikodesh Barnea leimor. And when Hashem sent you from Kodesh Barnea, saying, Alur Shu Esa Ores Asher Nasati Lochem, go up and take possession of the land that I have gave you. Vatamur Espi Hashem, then you rebelled against the word of Hashem, Elekechem. Veloy Hemantem Loi, you did not believe him. Veloy Shematem Mekoiloi, and you did not listen to his voice. Pasuk of Dalid, Mamrim Ayisem Em Hashem, you have been rebels against the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yoyim Daiti Eschem, from the day that I knew you. Pasuk of Hey Ves Napal Ufnei Hashem Eser Boim Ayoim Ves Arboim Alaylo Asher Snapolti Ki Omer Hashem Lashmid Eschem, I fell in Tefillah before the Ribbono Shel Olam for the 40 days and the 40 nights that I fell in Tefillah, for Hashem had intended to destroy you. So Rashi Ves Napal VeGoimer, I fell in Tefillah Elu Hein Atzmam, these are the very same 40 days Amurim Lamala that were mentioned before. VeKoflon Kam, and the Pasuk repeats it again over here. Lefisha Kosov Kan Seidut Filosik, because over here it tells you to say to Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah. Shnem Vashteit Hashem Lekim Al Tashkes Amcha V'Goymer. Hashem Lekim, do not destroy your people. V'chulei Shteit. In Pasuk Havov. Pasuk Havov Espalal El Hashem V'Oymer. And I davened Hashem and I said, Hashem Lekim Al Tashkes Amcha V'Nach Loscha Shepadisa B'Godlecha Ribbono Shel Olam. Do not destroy your people and your nachli, your heritage that you redeemed in your greatness. Asher hoitzeisa mimitzrayim biyad chazaka, that you took out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Pasuk of Zayin zechor l'avodecha, remember for the sake of your avodim. L'avraham t'avraham li'yitzchak u'li'yakov, to Yitzchak and Yaakov, al teifin al k'shiyom azeh. Do not turn to the stubbornness of this people. Vel Rishoy, and to its wickedness. Vel Chatosa, and to its Averis, to its sin. Pasuk Chavches, Pen yaymu aretz asher itzaysanu misham mibli yichaylas Hashem laviyam el aretz asher diber lohem. Lest the land from which you Hashem took us out will say for the lack of Hashem's ability to bring them to the land of which He spoke to them. Umisin asa yaysam, and because of His hatred of them, haytziyam, He took them out, lamisam bamidbor, to let them die in the midbor. Pasuk Chavtez, v'heim amcha v'nachlosecha, yet they are your people and your heritage, asher etzeisa b'koychacho agodol, who you took out with your great strength, uvizreyacha anatuya, and with your outstretched hand. With outstretched arm, that brings us to Revi. Let's see the Rabbeinu B'chai on this. Zot the Heilig Rabbeinu B'chai of them. It said before in Pasuk Chav, "Va'ara nisanaf Hashem oid lashminoi." Mashmidoi, Doctor Ben Machai, you do what Mashadoshu Chazal bePasuk Zeh. You do what Chazal darish in this pasuk. Hashmada zu kili bonim. Hashmada that we mentioned before means the destruction and annihilation of his sons. Shnem v'shteitin amus beis v'ashmid piryam imal v'sherosh of mitochas, like Rashi brought. V'chevan shespal Moshe osat tefilasi mechza. Since Moshe Benu davins, so half of his tefila paled halfway. And only two of Aaron Cohen's sons were nifter. Mikol Malkayim Pasuk Zeh Anichta B'Toyra La'Oisul Amoyfes. This pasuk that's written in the Torah is for Oisul Amoyfes Sha'arin Chata BeEgel Chait Gadol. That Aaron Cohen was chait in the Egel a great chait. Achenen Ashalav Bekilu Ibanim till he got the Oynish that his children were going to be destroyed. B'Vade Yesh L'Tmoya. Yivade Can Wonder Ki Aaron L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven. Aaron Cohen was Niskaven L'Shem Shemayim. Machshavta Yosef Zakov Avoydes Hashem Yisbarach. And his machshava was pure and clean. In the void of the Ribbono Shel Olam, like he was Meir the Ben Bechai in Parshas Achimos. V'hinei Akosav Omer State Asher Osa Aroin La Yispay Soisay Rak Al Ma'ase Levade Loy La Machshava. The tefi against him was on the Ma'ase alone and not on the machshava. Him came Lomis Sanaf by Hashem. So if so, why did Hashem's anger burn against him? V'atshuva b'zeh zok the Rebbeinu B'chai, the teretz to them is ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdikim tzadikim kechut asayro. The Rebbeinu Shalom is medakdik with tzadikim kechut asayro. V'chein doshu chazal mimah shekosav entilim nun usviv of nisharo miyoid nisharo miyoid. V'af al pishak v'nosu yoyisu l'shamayim, even though his kavono was l'shamayim, mikol mokim ha'maisa l'arim b'yadayim o yechil l'ashem, the maisa d'adayim fa'aroin was achil l'ashem, even though his machshav was l'shem shamayim, but the maisa d'ch t'kaven achil l'ashem. V'afal pishu loychote, but even though he wasn't choite, he nehechti es Yisrael shloi bechavano, but shloi kevani was machti klal Yisrael. Shrei al yodei to akrov, because through Aaron Akoyin they were toya after the eagle. V'naflu harbi mi Yisrael, and a lot of yidden were nifte. Chayin hizke loy moishe, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions in Parshas Kisiso, ki yeveis olav chato gadoili, if you brought on them a great sin. V'rai gadoili, zakt Rabbeinu Mechayishu loychote boi klal, that he wasn't choite bechlal, mi mashe hizke moishe betoichei choysov. V'yomar, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, Tereveyu al mei merivo. Ukroyu chosid, he calls him a chosid, shalai nimtza boi cheita achid, there was no other aveiro. V'sham echtoi v'ezes Hashem Yisbaruch dhira, I will be mayrich, zog to Rabbeinu Mechaya. And then the Pasuk of Gimel, zog to Rabbeinu Mechaya, v'lo yamantem loi, you didn't believe him b'mitzvah salev. V'lo yishamatem b'koylam b'mitzvah samayis, in the mitzvahs of doing. So say b'mitzvah samayis, so say b'mitzvah salev, you didn't believe him. V'yitochen shiirmois, ken zayin it's a remez. You weren't maimin to the Hashem HaMiyuchad. Mitam zeh lo yehoye boi kemineg haksuvim b'lshoyin emuna. Shunoyful bebeiz. As a beiz kolashin, it says, Yan lo yehemantem bi. V'chein it says, V'ayminu b'Hashem uv'moyu sh'avdoi. V'chein it says, V'adover hazeh inchem aminim b'Hashem alikeichem. V'rabim came. A lot of psukim like that. Ki ilu amar boi, if it would have said, Boi lo yehitzorech lichtei v'lo yehematem b'koilis. It wouldn't be necessary to write. The Hemshech of Pasuk, V'lo Shemad Mekoyle, Ki Be'ir Milus Boi B'Shmoi, V'Koyle Yuh Shmoi, the Koyle Rebbeinu Shalom is his name, L'Kachutzuch Loimer Lo, you have to say, K'day She'yazgir HaKosuv Shmei HaGodol V'Zirchor, to mention the great name of the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'Yashir HaKosuv V'Tamris Pi Hashem Alekeichem, Lo Yimantem Loi, Hu Alekeichem, V'lo Shemad Mekoyle, Hu Al Pi Hashem Alekeichem. That's Al Pi the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'Hovin Zed, that's Dos Fashtein. Then in Pasuk of Vav, the Rebbeinu Mechai said, Hashem Alekeichem, Al Tashchei Samchum V'Nachlosko Hashem Azeh Aleph Dalid V'Yudkei Achrov. There's an Aleph Dalid Yudkei afterwards. Ki Hutzrach Moishe B'Tchinos L'Midas Adin. Moshe Rabbeinu Zokter Ben Bechai had to have Midas Adin. V'chein Bevez Chanan. Omar, he said in Dvorim Gimel, Ato Achi Lo Yiso. Ukfar Skarti Nyonim Bepasuk. And Shmoyz Chof Al Veyedaber. Umisham Tovim Fin Doten Davs Vashtein. Then in Pasuk of Tes, he said, Ve'im Amcho V'nachlozcho. They are your nation and your heritage. Your people and your heritage. She'etzeisam B'shtei Midas Eile. You took them out with these two Midas. V'ilu Lo Sislech Lehem. If you're not going to be Seleach them, forgive them. Yoimra Mitzriim. The Mitzriim are going to say, Me built the Yecheles Hashem, is because the Bnei Yisrael lacked the ability to take them out. Vayamisim b'midbar, vayistapku b'nisim. They're going to have sveikas in the nisim shenasu l'mafreya. Retroactively, all the nisim that were done, they're going to have sveikas in them. Vishchal shimcha gadol fakedz and be a gefer l'chachil Hashem that's going to come out of it. In the beginning of the pasuk, the Rabbeinu Bechai said, Kol haMitzvah asher noyichim etzavcha yoim. In the beginning of pasuk Aleph in Perek Ches. Dr. Rabbeinu Bechai is Samach HaKol HaMitzvah L'inyin Avodah Zarah Shehizkir. The whole Inyan of Kol HaMitzvah is next to the Inyan of Avodah Zarah that was mentioned. Ki Cheirim Hu. L'lamedcha to teach you Shekol HaMeshakitz Avodah Zarah Ki Lukim Kol HaMitzvah. Anybody that's Meshakitz Avodah Zarah is Ki Lu is Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. Dorshu Chazal Kol HaKoyfer B'Avodah Zarah Ki Lu Moidah B'Chol HaTorah Kulo. Chol HaMoidah B'Avodah Zarah is Ki Koyfer B'Chol HaTorah Kulo. U'B'Medrash he brings down a Medrash Eilad Vorm Rabu. Kol HaMitzvah Kula Mitzvah. Altz's mitzvahs, achetichlo kol haMitzvah, till the whole mitzvah is finished. Beirza, what does that mean? Shem hischel b'mitzvah sheyigmaros. If a person started a mitzvah, he has to finish it. Vayidorj kol haMitzvah asher noichim mitzavach haYoyim. If mischalto b'mitzvah gemoros, if you started a mitzvah, finish it, complete it. Sheinu nikras ela al shem agoyim. It's only called al shem the one that finishes it. Shenem ashtein Yeshua chav dalid. Ves atzmos Yosef asher helu v'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim kavru b'shchem. And the bones of Yosef, which b'nei Yisrael brought up from Egypt, they buried in Shechem. Moshe Ben was the only one that was Asik in them. So why is Klal Yisrael's name called on it? Elo, officially Hispik Lagomra. Moshe Benu did not have the opportunity to finish it. Ugamru Yisrael Nikris Al Shmam, and Klal Yisrael did finish it. So Mele, it's called on their name. In Pasuk Beis, it said Lodas Es Asher Bilvav Chaloyedia to teach you, let you know. Vechein, it says Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I am Hashem that's Mekadish you. Ha'omr mitzvahs of Shabbos were stayed by Mekadesh by Shabbos, which the Gemara in Shabbos Davud Darshins the Noisim Matan L'Chaveri Tzorich Lo'idiyoi, because it says Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu Matana Toiva Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Matana Toiva Yesh Li Begdeis Kenozai VeShabbos Shmo Leich Ve'edim L'Klal Yisrael Ani Mevakish Litn L'Klal Yisrael Leich Ve'edim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, I have a beautiful Matana in my treasure house, and I seek to give it to Klal Yisrael. Go let them know. Ladas, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Ha'omer l'mayla, Omer mitzvah Shabbos. Zokter Rabbeinu Bechaya, what's the pshat? Ve'akavona b'shneim lo'idiyah l'umois. It's to let people know. Ve'shisparsim ki avoida ikar b'yiras ha'olam. The avoida is the ikar and the b'yiras ha'olam. The ikar b'yiras ha'olam is avoida. V'yitochen lo'im ezei yitochen tzuzogim v'milos. Vayarivecho shebol alametcho lamed al tachlis amon ma'alos. They come to teach you the tachlis and amon and the ma'ilo. Shekolo oichloi meivin b'maskolois al ashleimus. Anybody eats it is meivin maskolois with seichel on the shleimus. V'efshezeh la'achar hefzik zuam asamazin agufani. It's only after you have a stop. There's a stop put to the zuam or the poison of the mazin agufni. Kenyan shedosh v'moish rabbeinu al vasholem v'perkama the yumadaf dalet amit beiz. He was engulfed by the cloud for 6 day period. Why a 6 day period was he engulfed by the cloud? To be memarik the achil and shtir that was in his innards. That the zuama of the mazin agufni should be eradicated from him. What was the mazin? It was charora that they brought out from Mitzrayim. Then they'll have a chiddush. Their guf will be mischadish with the mazin of the mon. It's new nourishment. Only durch the mon, which is lechem shemayim, lechem abirim. So then they'll be roy to be makabel miskolis, which is the Torah, and be dovek b'shchina. But once they have to be memarik, they have to be marik all the achilas shtir that they had from Mitzrayim, the zuma, the tumah from Mitzrayim, not to get rid of them, to mele, to be roy to makabel Torah. So his mon was a ruchnis to achila to be meichin them, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to be machase the on and sheish. It was machase the on was machase him for sheishes yom to be marik the achila and the Shtiya b'meyov. So to Klal Yisrael had to eat the man for 40 years in the Midbar to get to be marked Achila Shtiya of the mitzvah Achila Shtiya that they had. Maybe they should be royal to be dovuk in the Shechina and to be makabel maskolis. And Pasuk Gimel says, "Rebbeinu Mechaya v'yancho v'erivecho v'yancho baderech on the way kederech shakosav shtet ina baderech koichi until him kuf beis." From all the other mizaynas that other nations eat, the man which is lechem shemayim, the Bnei Shem gave you to eat, which is the not a gufni stika achilo. You can understand that, and could be before that. Why does it say lechem shemayim? The man is lechem shemayim. Could be that's why it was. They didn't have to relieve themselves because it was lechem shemayim. It wasn't a physical form of bread. You're talking the farish, Dr. Ben Machayo. Allah ovis mamish dosket of the ovis. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'yoyimar kosev. The pasuk is telling you zochisa atosh and asul chanisim before samim. You were zoicha that there were these great before some dekanisim done for you. Mashal izochu ovis lam, which the ovis were not zoicha to. Kilei hoisa asagosa b'koyach Hashem amiyuchad mamish. There a saga and the koyach Hashem Yuchad was not mamashdik shepoy nasu nisim for samim, that through that nisim for samim adon mechudoshim beyitziro el b'koyach kel shakai shepoy nasu nisim an historim that through the koyach shenire la adam shem boim b'derchateva appears the person comes b'derchateva v'yamazel ufish amon min nisim for samim. Why is this said? Because the mon was from the nisim amah for samim. So then the pasuk said vayitil lo yel alechem levadoi yichi adam. That a person's ruggle to use. That chiyus of a person is not totally in that. Nor his mazel and his koyach. There's no blade of grass in olam hazeh that doesn't have a mazel milamailo that's hitting him and telling him grow. Do you know the chukas Hashemayim? That koyach matzmiach has a different koyach that's mimuna. And that koyach acher gufa has a koyach gvura that's moishel on him. Shumamidoi makayim that's maimed him and makayim him. For 40 years in the midbar didn't need lechem and they lived. That's the koyach, which is nigzer from up on high. Colossians state in Megillas Esther, Perek Zayin, Adover Yotzei Mipi Hamelech. Sheperushoi Goza, what does that mean? There was a gzeiro from the Ibn Shalom. Chola koiches a'elu amtsoyim korim akos of moitzipi Hashem. All these koiches amtsoyim are called moitzipi Hashem. Kloimar, kihem kulam nigzorim. The yoitzimi koich, they're all nigzor and come out from the koich of the Ibn Shalom. Ubo akos of azel oidia. Shein ikar achios bamozen abom is siba acher siba kinyin alechem shon oichlim shem tsoyim rabu boy. That ikar achios bamozen abom is siba acher siba does not come out the same way we eat and bread. Elo she'ikra achiyus b'mozin ha'koyach ha'meskarev ala siba el yoyno. It's the koyach that's meskarev to the siba el yoyno. That's the achiyus of mozin. Ke kol mashi yiskarev mikoyach yizborach v'yismayu tem tzoyim hu ikra achiyus. Closer you got to the Ribbono shel Olam, to the makor of yizborach shmoy and the mentzoyim on the smayet, that's the ikra chayus. Zeh she'om razal, that's chazal saying shmoyis chav dalit. State, Vayechazu es Elokim, they saw the Ribbono shel Olam, yet Vayechlo v'yishta, they still ate and drank. If Yerichon and Omar, Achila Vadoyis, that means the Mamash Achila, Shenemar, Emishli Tezayin, Ba'or Pnei Melechayim. Niskavan Reb Yerichon and Loimar, and Yerichon had Kavanah to say, Ki Yor Elyon Shuchaya Nefesh, U Mezoyna Vesanu Geo, Hiyo Achila Vadoyis. The Yor Elyon, which is Chaya Nefesh, and the Mezoynas, and the Tainugim, Dosa de Achila Vadoyis. Av Mezoyna Guf, Abom Yisiba, Acher Siba, Inan Achila Vadoyis. The Mezoyna Guf was come. What comes from Siba Achasiba does not the Ich Achila Vadoyis. Nira Lizak der Ben Machai, Ki Kroa Kosov Amon Moitzipi Hashem, the Mon, the Pasuk Ruf Tzachan, Moitzipi Hashem, Ki Afal Pisha Kola Emtsoyim Kula Moitzipi Hashem, even though Lachoyra, every Emtsoy is Moitzipi Hashem. So what's happens to Mon is Moitzipi Hashem?
V'zeu shamar kol. That's what it says. Mikol mokoy mamon hoye moitzi pi Hashem mamish. Nevertheless, the mom was moitzi pi Hashem mamish. Imashakos v'shteit shmoish tazayim pashas b'shalach. Hinni mamter lochem lechem in Hashemayim. I will give you lechem in Hashemayim. Zokter Rabbeinu Bachayo. Thus is moitzi pi Hashem mamish. And all the other mitzoyim are not moitzi pi Hashem mamish. V'hovein zeh dos taf mifashtein. V'yiyah beir akosav. That comes out like this. Ki al kol moitzi pi Hashem sheim emtsoyim kulam. All the moitzi pi Hashem, which are all the emtsoyim, Yichya Adam. Ain't Sarah Lamar Moitz Pi Hashem Shuramon. It doesn't have, it's not necessary to say the Moitz Pi Hashem, which is the Mon. Avadal be Yichya Adam. Vencham Ribuya and Soyim, who Moitz Pi Hashem Mamish, Kasher Ramazi, like I was Miram, is that Avada person will be Yichya Adam. Then it said in Pasuk Dalit, Sim Loschle Bolsam Elecho. He Neze Hoya Nez Godel Bishino Yateva, Tivoy Shaloylom. This was amazing Nez, and the Shino Yateva the Velt, Keba Godem Hem Bolim Basmada Salavisha. The more a person wears his clothes, so the clothes get worn out. But there are chateva. Kan ba'anshe midbar nishu b'chidushim tamid. Now they always remain new ba'anshe midbar. Vein hazman ve'azeh shelton aleim chaloizim. Time and sweat. Didn't have any shlit over them b'chalal to ruin the begodin. Which is a neis l'maylam b'der chateva. It's neis gadol b'shinui tivay shaloylam. V'medrish shol Reb Lezer as Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer as Reb Shimon mehechan ho yisrael levushin kol arboim shonim. From where did Klal Yisrael have the levush for all those 40 years? Amar lo, he said to them, Yimashel bishu malachi ha-shoreis. From what the malachi ha-shoreis clothed them with. Shenem reshtek nicheskel tezayin. Ve'al bisheich rikmo. Ma'u rikmo. Rebbe Simoy oimer porfiro. Amar lo, they said, v'lai hayu bolin. They did not get ruined. Amr, he said, didn't you read this pasuk forever in your whole lifetime? Simlas chalei volsam alecho. Amr lo, he said, v'ahayu ketanim gedelim imoyim. What? And the young people grew with them. The clothes grew with them. People grow over 40 years, from a baby to an adult. That's what his clothes grew with him. Amr, he said, back to him, tzeil amad min achoymek, go learn out from this chaymet, this snail, hazeh, shelavush god limay, that his lavush grows with him. Amr lo, v'lo yitzrichin techboises, what? They didn't have to do laundry. Amr loy, ha'anon ha'yishof behenu magadson. The anon, the cloud, ironed it out for them and pressed their laundry. Amr loy, v'loyo yunisrafin. Didn't get burnt. Amr loy said, say olamad min atisin, min asitin alalu, shein magadson ele ba'or. Go learn out from these sitin that only get ironed from light, from or. Loyo isin machoilis. They didn't have, like, they weren't wormy. Didn't have moths. Amr loy, he said, b'misasin le'yasu b'chayein le'kolshkein. When they died, there was no... there was none of these machoilas, these worm-eating insects. So avada when they were nifta. Avada b'chayehem. Amaloi said back, didn't get ruined from the reyach of the zeyah, from the sweat, when they didn't change their clothes. Amaloi said, there was different types of bear, the river used to give them different types of herbs, grass, that had a great smell. From one end of the world to the other end, and they would menane with them. Shenem shteit in tilim chav gimel benoyis desha yarbitzeni almei menuches ina haleni. Bosh shleim olav hashalom v'pirish and shir shirim perik dalid v'reach salmoi sayich kireach levonoin. The reach of your clothes, your garments, were like the reach, the fragrance of the levonoin. Ad kan b'medrash tilim b'mizbar Hashem roi layechzer in tilim chav gimel zoy shteit in the mizbar. Hashem roi lo yechzer, perish sitin begodim. What does sitin mean? It means begodim, a beggar, shir zeres, nikr sit. A beggar, which is shir zeres, is called a sit. Ubepirk Reb Elezer, sit kofel. What does it mean? Uperusha zeres. Uvashem shalayim beis, keshu roitz laharis alakusa visokfoi, moishit yode beumas mavir me oilom, vahovein ze. Then he says, vayti ragalach alayvatzeik alaynofcha. It didn't get swollen. Like it says, the Lashon Botzek of dough. The derech is when people, the travelers, so their feet get all swollen. And they did not get swollen feet, which is an ace. They were carrying the aron on their shoulders while they were walking barefoot. Even though the kehanim are really supposed to carry the aron, with over muscle, Levim was given over to them and not to Levim. Hoyu akoyanim achshav b'midbar mu'atim. The kayanim were immediate now in the midbar. Actually, Nisrab until there was a reboy and they increased. V'not lo shalem. Then they took their jobs. But that's unklus v'zeshalim niskalkol menolim shabergalim. That the unklus holds over here that the menolim, their shoes that were on their feet, did not get ruined. Then in pasuk hey, he said Hashem likechem yasreko.
This that he pained you and he starved you. That you should see and take musar. And you should magdle yourself and increase your mid of bitachin. Bitachin is the ikar mitzvahs kulon, is the ikar van alle mitzvahs. Pasuk Zayin, ki Hashem elikechem yiviyach el eretz toiva eretz nachli moyim. Behefech mokma bidbar, that's the exact opposite of the place of the midbar. V'chein eretz chitos ha'oyra v'gefen v'tein erima in shem peiris melid madam v'tvash, v'tvash tmarim v'hizker v'kan ikar mezoinus kulon. It mentions all of the mezoinus. V'shloish ha'psukim elu hizker shisha pom eretz, states six times eretz. Shnei pom v'pasuk Rishon, it says ki Hashem elikechem yiviyach el eretz toiva eretz nachli moyim. V'chein v'pasuk Shein, it says eretz chitos ha'oyra eretz zeis shem v'tvash. Chaim in pasuk shlishi it says eretz asher loy b'meskenus toichabal lechem eretz asher avaneh bars of a goimer harishish upon eretz b'shloishas psukim, in these three psukim it says eretz six times. Ube pasuk revi hiskir aretz, in the fourth pasuk it says aretz husha amar, that's what it says v'yachalta v'savata v'irachtas Hashem lekecha la'aretz atoiv asher nosan loch v'hoya inyan la'ask shish upon eretz. What is that keneged shisha aklimim amispashtim imeno v'ashoisim mitamtziso v'ala aklim ashvi. Hisker aretz hatoyve b'loshin yediyo. Chayin dosh chazal shiva rotzei sein. V'akavonala and shivas shiva aklimim sha'oilim ha'shofel nechlak b'hem. There's seven aklimim that the lower world is nechlak to. V'aklim ha'shvi yazeh shivchoy dover olav ha'shalom. V'omer he says until mem ches. Yifei hi noiv misoyis kol aretz. Kloimer aklim yofe. Ki perish noiv aklim. Noiv means an aklim. M'loshin ha'kosav in Yeshua b'in echilak ha'aretz in Yeshua yedzayin. Shaloishes ha'nofes. V'tirgim yoynes in tlas ha'pilchim. Mashu b'loshayin ha'gori aklim hu b'loshayin ha'kodesh noif. B'chol noif v'noif yesh b'shino yavir, and every noif is different temperature. Fi mizgul, fi krivos l'shemesh, depends how close you are to the shemesh. Mishanoilu b'noif zeh v'yotz misham v'nichnas b'noif acher yechla. Someone was born in a certain climate and he goes out to a different one. At a different noif, he's going to die. He'll get sick. Av Yerushalayim noif mazug, but Yerushalayim is a very, very mazug dika. Climate, v'toiv, it's very geshmak, v'chol anichnas sham in anofes, ha'yichazak u'bori, anybody gets the fakir, it got strengthened and got healthy. La'yechla la'olam, he'll never get sick. Chaynikra misoyis kol ha'aretz, that's why Yerushalayim is called yifei noif, misoyis kol ha'aretz, that even if you go there from a different climate, you'll never get sick, fakir, you'll be chazak u'bori. That's the beauty of Yerushalayim. Kenzain, that's one of the kavans, it says, asar kavim, the Gemara says in Kedushin, memtes, that asar kavim of Yoifi Yard La'ilam. So it says Tes Notla Kalaylam Kulay Vashar Tes Notla Eretz Yisrael and Ashar Kalaylam Kulay. And then it says Asar Kavim of went down to the world and Eretz Yerushalayim took nine of them. So Kenzain, that's good for the Pshat. That's called Yifei Noif Mesayis Kala Eretz, that people get healthy from it. Chazuk Ubori Fakeret. If they go there, they'll never get sick. Pasuk Ches Eretz Chitus Ha'oyro Tivisha Oretz Mechuvanos Mechuvanos Keneged Asiris Lakach Neshtapcha Basoret Vom. That's what it has. It has the praise with these 10 things. Ki Atfu Chamisha Minim. There's 5 Minim. Lakach Mem Hashnaim Shem Iker. It says both of them, which are Iker. Veniach Shiboilus Shual Veshifan Vekusman Shem Echlal Chitus Ha'oyro, which are Nichlal Chitun Soiro. Ve Chamisha. That's 5. Ve Gefen Tein Of Rim Zayis Advash Ve Asoret. That's 10. Chay Neshtapcha Be'eretz Zovas Chol Vedvash Kloimar. Harotzayin haMashpia Rachmim Adim. That's the Rotzayin, which is Mashpia Rachmim Adim. Kaloshin Shteid Breishes Lamed Vav Basmei Zahov V'Amaskil Yovin. There's famous words of Rabbeinu Chaya V'Amaskil Yovin. Someone that will have a skull in this and understand it. Yovin V'Tefashtein. Eretz Asher Lo B'Meskenos. Dr. Rabbeinu Chaya Oretz Shimalei Kol Tov Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. The land which is good, full of all good, like Gan Hashem, Eretz Mitzrayim, v'chaser b'miktzas advorim, and tzoyim m'koyim z'olosam. Hinei, it says, yeshvei ha'oichlam lechem v'miskenus. V'lakach yishavach ha'kosav, v'oretz ha'kdoish, shtei chayim b'chisaron shum dover b'oidim, doesn't have any chisaronis. Ki lo yimotzi shum dover l'macholi shal adam b'shar ha'rotzi shal yimotzi b'oretz. Any type of food that you'll find in other lands, you'll vaday find in Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh yimtzi b'oretz lo yimotzi b'shar ha'rotzi, but it has, Eretz Yisrael has a mile that there's certain foods you'll only find in Eretz Yisrael, not in other lands. Zero lesechzer kolbo. That's the pshat. Lesechzer kolbo. It's not lacking anything. Fakert. It has. It's kol all the goodness of all the other lands. Plus, it has milas that you won't find anywhere else. The efshur zokter ben mechaya sheyichloil. Oy, that says eretz ashalavim meskenus toichel bo lechem. Shela inyan atoyra vachochma dibra kozav. It's talking about the gavi toyra chochma. Shkeni nimshel zolechem. It's nimshel to bread. Shenamash dayton mishle tez lechu lachem ubelachmi. A person can never be maskig Torah and Chochma Shleimus unless he properly prepares himself. You have to have a good geshmak ear. It helps you learn. And so geshmak the chanas and avir that are in the world in Eretz Yisrael. Al kain yomer. That's why it says a chacham shabala yoichlu b'meskeinus lachmon shel Torah. Ki yigia libam kepiska shel ulam letov. Hachana is rechava mina yom letuva avir. Since it's going to be such geshmak hachanas and such geshmak avir, memela the chacham's libam will be the lev will be kepiska shel ulam. K'mashadosh chazal and breishes beis uzahava or it's a heat toiv. Ain Torah k'toyis Eretz Yisrael. There's no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Min chachma k'chachma Eretz Yisrael. There's no chachma like chachma Eretz Yisrael. Va'amar shdeit. Avir the Eretz Yisrael machkim. Avir Eretz Yisrael is machkim, which is the Gemara in Baba Basra. But if you take a look in the Gemara in Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Hey, he says that dafkan in yonim of Masro Matan, but in other yonim visa v'het anisht. Ayn shom in Sanhedrin. Al kaponim va'am avir the Eretz Yisrael machkim. Missing those chachanis. They eat it b'miskenos. Zeh sham b'maylos haaretz shteit asher loy b'miskenos toichel b'alechem. Kiven sheteiros and shleimo, they have toiros shleimo the chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Hu ha'oyshar akayim ve'amitish and his baruch boy. Uvirkas Hashem hitashir. Kach omer the Rebbe shteit leisech zakoil bo ki abrochi b'koil. Because the bracha is in everything. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about trei minon kechad min hoin. That two in Eretz Yisrael of Chutz La'aretz are like one in Eretz Yisrael, because the Chacham Eretz Yisrael have these milas. The tam asher avaneh barz b'makom shetachshev shesham avanim shom timtzer barz. The place that you think over there is the avanim. That's where you find the barz v'chein ahorim shom timtzer nachoishes. The zero that says leisech ser kol ba. Fipshuta it means like this: ki heder a barz v'nachoishes chesron gadol ba'aretz. The fact that there's a lack of iron and copper in Eretz Yisrael is a big chisaron. Because those are the kelim materials that are necessary, that you need. Gold and silver, you don't have in Eretz Yisrael, just like goes a chisaron. Therefore, it was Meshabeach the land, which is the Iker Tashmish, which is used more. Doesn't say chisaron. Why does that refer to those are the Talmidei Chachamim? Chazal were mechaven over here to the inyan for Amuna. The lokhu pasuk hazeh l'asmachta. Use this pasuk for an asmachta. Eretz Asher Avaneh Varzel Al Tikri Avaneh Leboineo Elu Tamid Chachom Zok the Gemara. Then he said, Vaita Uverachto Es Hashem Lekecho Al Derech Apshat Kishetizgi Yimei Yeroa Sheover Alecho Begolus Mitzrayim. You can remember the days of bad that went over in the Golus Mitzrayim. Ve'yoyischem Shom B'Shibud Godel. You were in Gefer L'Chashibud V'tizgi Gamken Inu Amidbar Ato. You can remember the Inu of the Midbar. When you're going to come in and eat the Geshmak HaZachin in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll remember the tzoros that you once had and the bad matzav you were in. Now, in the good matzav, you'll be mvorach to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Chazal. It says, this refers to the mitzvah asay, the bench. Benching. It says over there, v'asisa makal agagechen, and he says, v'asisa pesach l'Hashem lekecha. Ve'er ala oretz v'ala oretz. What does it mean? Al oretz v'al ha'oretz. On the land. V'yesh l'cha l'soyer kan. Ki yesh v'pasuk hazeh pesach l'hovin soyid ha'brochis. Over here l'chayra. In this pasuk there's a soyid. A pesach to feshtei the soyid of the brochis. L'timtze b'chol ha'toyer b'shum mokim sh'tziv ha'kodesh boruch. Sh'yivorich l'shmoy kim ha'mokim hazeh. This is the only place in the Torah that Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzava that we should bench his name.
Since Ribbono Shel Olam is the makor habracha, all the brachas anyway come from him. Kolan mitzoyim am mevorchem oisoy, ein kol brichasem gedailoy, the bunch of dafis nicht. Kiwa nimtsa kadmoin jimsi an mitzoyim kulam, mitziusam ein el mitziusoy. Their mitzius is good for his mitzius, and mitziusoy tasbik baatzmoy, loit zerg liz lozi, dafne shan kumitsa andere. Im kenem yverchu kol ayoyim vachol alayla ma yisraba bakach. They could bench him the whole day and the whole night. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ma yisraba bakach, vos skate this marba zayn. Oy ma yitnu loy. What's he going to take from them? The ganze teyelis and the riba is for us. That anybody's mevorich on what he had to know from. So he's made, he testifies in the ashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam that was mamzi it. Mozoin, that he's mamzi mozoin l'shvolim, k'tei sheyichru. That is mamzi food, the people, that they should be able to live. Uvizchus habrocha tvua v'aperiz mizborchum esrabim. V'anena v'ena mevorich, but someone fakir, there's a no, there's not mevorich. Goizel mimeno ashkoche, he's stealing from the Ribbono Shel Olam ashkoche. U'moysa anhogaz ashvolim l'kechovim mazolaz get ibe. He's giving over the shvol, the anhaga, the shvolim to kechovim mazolaz. Zeh shomer shteit kol anenem al oylem azeh b'loy brocho. Ki lo goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'knesses Yisrael. Shnemech says in Mishlech of Ches, goizel ove v'imoy. Kloimer goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ashkocho. He steals from the Ribbono Shel Olam ashkocho, v'l'knesses Yisrael ha-peiris. And then memeilu the peiris from Klal Yisrael. Sheba'ovein zeh mismatin Yisrael b'sibose. Because of this averio, so there's a miut of peiris for Klal Yisrael. Sherekol oylem kulei nidin acherubay. The whole world is needed after the roi. V'chol yochid v'yochid needed after rubei. Every yochid is needed after the roi. L'kach yesh le laharis es atzma ki l'kol ha'ilam kulei tali alav. So a person has to be mar himself. That the ganze welt is tali on him. El derech kabbalah. Hu berachtas Hashem alikecha. Ein abrocha tzarech head yed bilvad. V'gam ein ha'ido bilvad. Avol hu loshen teisefes v'ribu im loshen shteit in shmoyis chav gimel. V'veyach es lachmecha v'es meimecha. V'yesh l'chol lahaskil marim chazal shom b'metziya perag ha'makabal b'soif kuf yudal namad alef. Ben in Balchoiv, in Dvorm Chavdal, it says, V'shocha b'salmosoi b'v'rachecho, v'rachecho. Misha tzorach brocha, the hainu hedyid. Who needs a brocha that's a hedyid? Yotze hegdish, ain't a tzorach brocha. It excludes a hedyid, it doesn't, hegdish, it doesn't have to shkot mekam brocha. Makshasham, the Gemara asks, V'loi, is that so, v'oksiv, v'yachalto, v'savoto, v'rachto, z'ashem alikecho. So you see the hegdish, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the tzorach kavoy, does need a brocha. Elo, l'cho, ti, etzadoko. Zokta Gemara, Yotza, Koidish, Shaina Tzarach Tzedoka, Shakol at Tzedoka Shloy. Thus, that excludes the Koidish, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't happen to Tzedoka. Shakol at Tzedoka Shloy, it all belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beruch Hazal, the parish, it says, Kia Hegdish Tzarach Brocha, Hegdish Tafam Brocha, Valaina Tzarach Tzedoka, Dafam Shabbat Tzedoka. Brocha, yeah, Tzedoka Nish. First Omer Brocha, Stav Zayin, Omer Aleph, Omer La Yishmael Beni Brocheini. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Yishmael Beni, bench me. So you see, the Ribbono Shel Olam does need a Brocha. Chayin Maseches Shabbos, Peites, Shteit Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hoye L'chalei Azreini, you should have helped me. Who in Yina Brocha? That's the whole Indian Brocha, like the Ribbono Machaya. So two Gemaras, Gemara and Zayin, in Brochas. Omer La Yishmael Beni Brocheini, the Ribbono Shel Olam daf open Brocha. Nish Koydish Ne, Hegdish Nish, but Brocha, yeah. In Shabbos Peites, the other Gemara, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hoye L'chalei Azreini, Zok the Ribbono Machaya. What does that mean? Inyan HaBrocha, that's also a Brocha. When we bench the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yesh Bezeh B'Teisefes Ruach Hekdesh. There's a Teisefes of Ruach Hekdesh. Uberchaseinu He Siboshi Is Boruch Kol Briyos Mimenu. When you make a bracha b'Gavana, that's a Sibo that all the Briyos have a bracha from that. V'Amar Oy Chakadosh Boruch Mesavel Et Filosin Shal Tzadikim. V'Ilu Loihoy A Bracha V'At Filokim Aydor Levad. It was only a thanks. Lomi Yisavel Et Filosin Shal Tzadikim. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam need his Mesavi desires that Filat Tzadikim Amu Otim Yois Mishar Amim Rabim. The loy berovam how just melech, avol loshen berachta is inyan teisefes v'ribui. Who be loshen brecha? It's a loshen of a brecha and a vas min amakor that comes from the source. Lekach onu maskirim b'tfilaseinu tizborach tizroimim. Chaim loshen akadosh tizborach v'yishtabach v'yispor v'yisroimim v'yisnasei. Ve'oid miloshen brecha v'chriya is a loshen of a brecha and kriya. Misha kol berach kareila means that loshen of that all knees bend to. That's a lashon bricha v'kriya misha kol berech kirei aloi. That's a lashon of bracha. Comes from a lashon of bowing down, bending. V'chein matzina b'sefer aboyer. My mashma the high bracha lishon the baruch hushan ember state nishayim emhei. Ki li sichra kol berech misha kol berech kirei aloi. That's to who the Ribbono Shel Olam that all knees bend to. Then he says in pasuk yud aleph yishamer lecha pentishkach as Hashem alekech levilti shmar mitzvayzav mishpatav v'chukoysav. So like the Heligar Ben Bechayu, For your data, you know, Ki Moshe Yaske B'chol Mishnah Torah Hashem Aleichecha. Moshe Rabbeinu always mentions in Mishnah Torah Hashem Aleichecha. V'hu Olam Asher Kachanu B'mitzvayisav B'soid HaBrocha. That's the Olam that was Mekadoshos B'mitzvayisav B'soid HaBrocha. V'hovein Zeh Das Tefashtein Dem. Then in conclusion, he says in Pasuk Yudalid, V'ram Livavecha V'shachachtas Hashem Aleichecha. You'll grow, your hearts will grow haughty and you'll forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hagaiva Sibo Leashkiach Iker. Gaiva is a cause to forget the Iker. Kimitoicha Shefa Veribo Yashalva Libo Shel Adam is Goye. A person has Shefa and he has Riboy of Shalva and tranquility and peace. So a person's heart becomes haughty. V'yetzaram is Gariboy. The Yetzahara takes over him. Then he makes all his chafotzim ikir, and the chefzi shemayim makes him tfeilim. The Shlomo HaMelech says in Kelis Yud, im ruach ha-moishel ta'alo lecho, mimkoim chal tanach, kore moishel akoyach galgal madim, shu nefesh ha-galgal, fishu roish memshelas kol ha-tzorois, ya-mikrim ha-choyofim, bo-ilom. The Yetzara nimshach mimenu kore ruach, ki hu ruach ha-tumah, the Yetzara that comes from this, madim, galgal madim, is called ruach ha-tumah. The Yomar HaKosav says, ki misiacho, Hayetzer Azev, this Yetzer is going to lead you. Ve'yachpoitz lizgaberlech, going to try to overpower you. Loi toiv ve'loi ve'loi tishmai lov. Don't listen to him. Don't hearken to his voice. Laniach chafotzav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shu mekoy mishal olam. To leave the chafotzav Ribbono Shel Olam, who's the mekoy mishal olam. Zehu mekoy mchal tanach. Zok tehilgar ben machay. Dos is mekoy mchal tanach. Never leave your place. Never leave your position. Mekoy mchal tanach. That's what the pasuk saying in Kehelas Yud, im ruach ha-moshel ta'ala alecho, mekoyim chal tanach, always blibe in your mokoyim. The Rishonim used to say a moshel to a watch, a clock on the wall, that let's say there's a fire burning around it, so the clock continues to tick and continues to go. And he's ne'elam b'chalala, doesn't even know there's a fire around him. When the fire comes closer, he continues to tick and continues to work. Vaita, closer. He's continued, the clock gate vaita. People are running out of the house, they're grabbing everything. But the clock continues to tick on the wall. Till the fire mamish comes and consumes and then it stops. Zot derishinu dastaf zana mensch. A mensch has to be the same thing. A man, a person, has to continue to go. Mekoyim chal tanach. Those are the soid from mekoyim chal tanach. Don't leave your place. Im yala, im ruach ha-moshel tala lech, mekoyim chal tanach. Never leave your place. Continue to tick. Be like a clock on the wall, that even if there's misvivoy, it's misrakish alma, and it's misrakish alma, the ganze welt trezel, the ganze welt is shuckling, you stay in your place, mekoyim chal tanach, until mamish comes to consume you, and a bold time, sayin oisir, b'in shum helps the person, you have special siyat d'shmaya, b'derech shodim roitzel lechas, melichin oisir, the Gemara says in Makas daf yud, so the Mashal says over there, what's b'derech shodim roitzel, l'leches, moylich oisir mi boyele, should have said, b'derech shodim roitzel lechas, the way a person wants to go. Meilich oisai, Ribbono Shel Olam is meilichim. What's meilichin, a lashon rabim? He's meilichin oisai. Zok the Mashal that when a person does a mitzvah, he shafs a malach. That malach, zok the Mashal, is meilichin oisai. Pshat is one, he has one malach on his right, he has one malach on his left. Echad mi yiminoi, echad mi smoiloi. When he does a mitzvah, b'derech shadim roitzu leches, meilichin oisai, those two malachim are meilichim. Echad mi yiminoi, echad mi smoiloi. So if a person comes up all the time, Messiah Noisoi, and he has to remember, Im ruach ha-moshel ta'ala alecha, mekoimcha al tanach. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we finish up to Revi, with the Rabbeinu Bechaya.